314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, they're better, they're cleaner. Don't use the competition. R&R Sanitation. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Ah, spring in St. Louis. Finally. Baseball, playoff hockey, painting. No way. If you have to paint your home, business, or church, call Rhino Shield and get a 25-year guaranteed protection for 20% off. Wow, 20%? This will be our largest savings of the year, and the offer is limited. Be smart. Call 877-25-RHINO or 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius. Painting your home is personal, and we take it very serious. A-plus rated with the BBB? That's serious. If you see cracks, splits, nail pops, take advantage of our biggest savings of the year. Mention radio at 877-25-RHINO or 877-25-RHINO.com. Genius.
Don't paint, don't Rhino, go Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again, Rhino Shield.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Art is good for the soul, and one of the best ways to view and purchase art is outdoors at the Laumeier Art Fair at Laumeier Sculpture Park, Mother's Day weekend. Over 150 artists from around the country will exhibit their work at this nationally acclaimed fine art and craft fair. There'll be wine and beer tastings, live entertainment, and a Mother's Day brunch. The Laumeier Art Fair begins Friday, May 9th at 6 p.m. and ends Sunday, May 11th at 5 p.m. For more information about the Laumeier Art Fair, go to laumeier.org.
I'm Christine. I'm here to give you a tip on how to eat if you have your jaw removed because of smoking, like I did. It takes a while to eat when you're using your feeding tube. So be prepared. Make sure you have a book with you, a good long book.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. You can quit. Call 855-817-7244. A message from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and the CDC.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. And we're full of chips, and we think you'll get lots of
hot, erotic, no holds barred excitement.
Wow, that's hot. You got that right, Lauren. It's this show, all right.
She nailed it. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the April 28th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. That's Thompson Price. That price part is real important. Make sure the name Price is in the company that remodels your kitchen or bathroom, and I'm going to give you a few reasons why I don't care how many people you talk to, make sure you include Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. And then I think I know what your choice is going to be and who you're going to go with, if you want your money's worth and if you're ready to do it right. But first...
Hey!
Wow, what was that? That sounded like a dying calf.
Hey!
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah.
You feel great? You look terrible.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
That was for Dan. His favorite joke. At the control board, sounding bad, but looking and feeling apparently great, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. His chest is swollen with pride. His daughter, Alyssa, brought home the gold in the choir competition in New York City. Dan Strauss in the house, as I said, with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And I was telling Rat Boy, we'll talk about it in a minute, Paul Simon and his wife got arrested Saturday night and thrown in jail, and they let them go Sunday, and now they act like they're all lovey-dovey and everything's okay. And I'd never heard this, but Rat Boy is telling me, and as you know, Rat Boy attracts the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
And he says the secret is in knowing a girl's best friend. And he said, what is a girl's best
friend? Cheese.
Cheese is a girl's best friend.
Oh.
See, we'd heard diamonds.
Yeah.
Well, he's shaking his head. Wrong. We were wrong. It's cheese. So if you get in a fight with your girlfriend or your wife, cut some cheese. That'll end the fight.
Yes.
Just cut the cheese, and the fight is over. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Good advice, Rat Boy. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. I think he knows what he's talking about. He and Mrs. Ratboy have been together a long time. Sometimes cutting the cheese actually starts the fight, though.
Yeah.
Well,
that
yeah.
can create, you know, some argumentative confrontation. We are brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Do you own, I'll ask you first, Piot, speaking of cutting the cheese, do you own one of those wire cheese cutters? You know those things, it's like a
no.
Like a wire.
Yeah,
right?
No, I've seen with the roll, yeah, no.
A little roller.
I don't ever buy
no. Yeah, it's
hard
like a roller.
Cheese that,
yeah.
I only buy cheese in like slice form.
So that's for the really hard cheese. Do you have one?
Like a block, yeah, if yeah. you buy a block of cheddar.
Then you need that, it's, I guess it's similar to like a... sharp knife blade or something.
Well, we've talked about this before, though. I'm not even a big fan of cheddar cheese.
I don't like cheddar cheese.
Over
no,
cheddar.
I don't like cheddar. Cheddar cheese is bitter to me.
Yeah.
Sharp cheddar is even worse. It's sharp enough, just as cheddar. Don't make it sharper. It's already sharp. I like Swiss, and I like Gouda, and I don't know why we're talking about cheese, except Rat Boy started it, except to say that... Some people's kitchens are well-equipped. You know, you're either that neighbor who has anything somebody needs, or you're the one who always has to go and say, hey, do you have one of those potato whipping things? You know, that wire thing that you whip potatoes with or scramble eggs with? We have one of those.
Oh, whisk.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
A whisk?
Yeah.
Whisk.
Whisk.
We
yeah.
have one of those. We don't have a lot of... cooking stuff, and I'm trying to remember why. Oh, yeah, nobody cooks at my house.
Oh, that's
why. But we have a kitchen, and it's almost a shame that we have a nice kitchen because it's wasted. It's wasted on my wife. She sits in the kitchen eating stuff that she picked up from some Annie Gunn's or smokehouse or somewhere on the way home, and there are empty bags sitting on the counter from carryout. And then we watch TV. So our kitchen is a TV watching room while you're eating what somebody else cooked. That's kind of what our kitchen is for. And when we originally met with Thompson Price and you know his staff, they said, well, what are you looking for? I said, I'm looking for a place to eat food cooked other places where I can watch television. And, of course, she didn't like that. And then she tried to pretend that she was going to get into cooking and maybe learn to cook. That was 18 years ago, and she's never done that first lesson yet, so things haven't changed. But we have a great kitchen, and you can too. You could actually have one that you can use And whether you both cook or you live alone or there's only one cook in the house or there's a big family, little family, they're going to ask you a whole bunch of questions about that stuff. Because I think the kind of cook you are determines what kind of equipment you put in there. Not everybody needs that chef-grade, commercial-grade stuff. And they'll help you with that. They'll keep you from spending money you don't have to spend, but they won't let you do it wrong. They won't let you take the cheap way, and I don't mean necessarily in price. I mean cheaply made crap. They don't deal in that. They are Thompson Price, and they have a reputation to uphold, and that's a reputation of giving you your money's worth so that years from now, not just tomorrow. Look, everything brand new is great for a while, but years from now, you look at that kitchen and bathroom and go, this was a great choice, and if we had to make it again, that's who we're going with again, Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. You can find out more at their website, thompsonprice.com. So Paul Simon, who by the way, is a really little bitty guy.
Yes.
He's like 5 feet tall. He's almost Danny DeVito short. He really is. I saw him standing in the courtroom talking to the judge next to his wife. He could barely get his head up where the judge could see him at the desk there. Saturday night, they got in a fight. Must have been quite a fight because they both got arrested. And now, apparently, everything's okay, he said. And when Peon mentioned he knows Edie Brickell is his wife. How do you know who that is?
She had some pop hits.
Oh, like, yeah, Edie Brickell.
She had 90s. one chart hit called What I Am. And that was with the group Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians.
Yeah.
And says she's also recorded with him during their 22 years of marriage.
I had no idea they were married.
I didn't either.
I never
Paul
knew
Simon
who he was married
to. Edie Brickell?
I didn't know.
You would know Edie Brickell's song if you heard it.
Here, let me see.
What, it's called What I Am. You know what? It sounds familiar to me.
You would know it.
What I Peon's going to find it. Oh, I know that song. Uh-huh. And what I am is what I am. I do know that song. Here it is right here. Yeah. Edie Brickell. I bet she beat Paul Simon up because he's a little bitty guy. I bet the reason that he had to be taken into custody so she wouldn't beat him to death.
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know.
Oh, sure, I know the song.
What I mean.
And she doesn't look like she sounds.
No.
She sounds real little like him.
I'm not aware of too many things.
Like she'd be a little girl.
I know what I know if you know what I mean.
You know what? This sounds like this was a precursor to that Taylor Swift stuff we have to listen to now. Doesn't it? See, I used the Jim McMillan, doesn't it? No, I know this song well. Now, this was with the New Bohemians?
Yes.
So they've been released, and the judge declined to issue a protective order that would have kept them apart. They've just moved into a... I love this. They have to describe it as an affluent community in Connecticut. Well, of course it's an affluent. Where do you think they're going to live? He's Paul Simon, for goodness sake. What is it with Connecticut? All these rich people living in Connecticut. What is that about? It's full of... Isn't Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, don't they live in Connecticut? And there's a whole bunch of people living in Connecticut. And I don't have to tell anybody who Paul Simon is. He's 72, by the way. She's 47.
Yeah.
Way to go, Paul. Even a little short guy. Old short guy. You get younger chicks. And again, it all goes back to the size of your wallet. If you got the money... You can get the chicks. Casey Kasem turned 82 yesterday. He's in a hospital. He's got advanced Parkinson's and dementia. I don't think he really knows much of anything. He's pretty much gone. Last year, 2013, there were articles saying he was on his deathbed. So they've literally been waiting for this guy to die for a while. He's another little short guy with a real tall wife, Jean Kasem. And last year she filed a bunch of papers, and I don't know all the details, but I do know this. He's got three kids, and she has seen to it that they can't see their dying daddy. And a judge just upheld that, saying, no, you can't see him, because they tried to claim that she wasn't providing adequate, you know, care in his last days. She proved she was. So somehow the judge says, no, you still can't see your dad. So they're not allowed to see him, and he's going to be gone any time. One of the reasons I mentioned Casey Kasem, like a lot of people, I used to really like American Top 40. And he did it for a lot of years. The highlight of my life. And I don't know if you guys ever heard this particular broadcast. He mentioned me.
He did?
Yeah, by name in one of the American Top 40 shows. I have a copy of it. I'll see if I can find it. It's like that commercial where that gal says, hey, do we have that phone number? He says, let me see. Yeah, here it is. Let me cue it up here. That's radio talk. And those were the Beatles, 8 days a week. You say, Casey, why did you play 8 days a week by the Beatles just now? Well, it's all because of a letter, and here's the letter. Dear Casey, my name is Shannon. I live in Salem, Oregon. Last summer, I was driving through St. Louis, Missouri. And Casey, I heard a radio show like no show I'd ever heard before. Casey, I know you're a top 40 DJ, but this was a country station. And the man hosting the show went by the name Frank O'Pinion. Casey, I've never heard a better show. If I could, I'd listen to it 8 days a week. Well, Shannon, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. I'm Casey Kasem.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, man. That was huge for me. Huge. When he read that letter from that Shannon, I think was her name. Whew.
Man.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. If you go back now, because they replay those on satellite radio. They play the actual shows, and when you listen, it's all the music. You think it's like 1974.
I know.
And they don't edit them to make them. It's as if you're, it's like a time capsule. And what's funny is if you go back and listen to them, it's the simple formula. He had just a simple formula. It was long distance dedication. And then it was always this story about, that was Donna Summer. And what was her big Donna Summer? Give me a big hit.
Last Dance.
You know, Donna Summer was discovered cleaning floors in a hotel. And the story goes, a producer was walking down the hall, and he heard this incredible voice. Turns out, it was the voice of the cleaning lady. Cleaning lady named Donna Summer. And I think you all know where that led. Here's Donna Summer, Last Dance on American Top 40.
Oh, yeah. You always had stories, different stories about different bands or how people got into the business. And
but he was like Keith Morrison on Dateline NBC.
Yes,
it was the same pattern. Here's the letter, Dear Casey. And you just knew it was going to be, Casey, last summer I fell in love. I never thought I'd meet a guy like this. Casey, could you play That Boy by the Beatles? And dedicated to that boy. That boy is Henry Jacobs. And that boy is boy. And they played the song, you know. And it was that same. I loved that show. I loved it. And what most people didn't realize was Casey Kasem would go in the studio. And all he did was the liner cards, which were written out for him. You know, here's a song topping the charts. Last week was number 14. This week, number 3. And climbing every hour. Here are the Beatles. He'd do that. And then you record the next one. And the music was laid in later. So he didn't sit there and do the, you know, the three-hour show. He did everything he had to do in about 20 minutes. And he was out of there. And I'm sure you guys have heard that famous recording of him absolutely losing it.
Yes.
Oh,
oh yeah.
You could never play it on
the air. GD up-tempo song into a dog death dedication.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's great. It's so filthy and mean, and you got a real sense of what it was like to work with this guy, but you also got a sense of what a perfectionist he was, and I think that's true of a lot of perfectionists. They're almost impossible to work for because it's got to be right, and there's nothing wrong with that. I just think he could have handled it better than he did. The gun haters have to be really, really upset with what's going on lately. How about these stabbings? Here we get this 16-year-old girl tells this guy she's not going to prom with him, so he stabs her and kills her. We have a mother yesterday in Northern California stabbed her own 7-month-old son to death. A week or two ago, that kid went in and stabbed all those people at that school or whatever it was. What the heck? The gun haters, all I can say to you is, see, it's not maybe the guns. Maybe it's a nut is a nut is a nut. No matter what they get their hands on. We have a video. Did you put that thing up on our page, that tire change?
I did.
Folks, I'm not going to say any more than this. There's a video on our Facebook page, and it's four people changing tires on an SUV, literally taking tires off, putting other tires on, while it's going down the road. Now, now you can sit there and drive yourself nuts figuring out how they did that. You have to watch the video. It's pretty unbelievable. What else? You know, I was thinking about Thursday, because Thursday is our slow day, sort of. What if we had a talent show starting this Thursday, where we take, I don't know, half an hour, good part of an hour, and let people get on the phone and look. You know, these shows are huge. Voice, X Factor, America's Got Talent, American Idol. What if we just let St. Louis people come on and do impressions or play an instrument or something? I think it'd be kind of fun. We could try it. If it's no fun, we'll kick it out.
Yeah.
We'll think about that. Maybe we'll start that this Thursday. Also, if you haven't seen it on the news, we got another captain jumping off the boat. That horrible story, those poor Asian people, they're getting more than their share between the airliner they still can't find and that boat and all those high school kids drowned. Did you see the captain saving himself? It's unbelievable. Remember that cruise ship where they're...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
The guy's probably going to go to prison for a long, long time because he abandoned the ship. Well, I saw the video this morning of this guy. It's like, I'm out of here. And they show him, see ya.
Yeah, I heard that the ferry had a bunch of lifeboats. None of them were
deployed
except the one that he was on. He got on a lifeboat and got out.
Wow, what a coward. Rubik's Cube is 40 years old this year. Here's what I'll say about the Rubik's Cube. I don't care how long you would give me to put that thing together. I could never put all the colors together.
No, I've tried before.
That thing drove me nuts, and finally, I set it down and just said, I'll never pick one up again, because it was driving me crazy, especially when you see some kid that can take it all twisted up and put it together in about 2 minutes. I don't get it. I don't get people do it, how they do that, especially when it's really been messed up. Now, if you want to click it twice and take all but two of the blocks off color, I could probably put that back. But man, oh man, Rubik's Cube, 40 years old this year. And this guy, what the heck is his name? The guy, well, obviously his name is Rubik. And Erno Rubik, he sold, hang on, I should have highlighted. You can't even believe, it's like millions, and I'll find it later, millions and millions of these Rubik's Cubes. 350 million. Even if he only made a dollar off every Rubik's Cube, hang on. If he made a dollar
and
he sold 350 million and he made a dollar off each one,
he made $14,000.
$14,000.
Yeah.
Just for one little toy.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Ladies, get in here, please.
We will get an email, probably.
About what?
I don't know.
About not knowing how to calculate. So I'm dedicating this joke to Donald Sterling, the owner of the LA Clippers. It's a racism joke, which is different than a racist joke. We wouldn't tell racist jokes on the air, but we can tell, and I think this is one of the very few jokes that I know that you can tell, because it's a commentary about racism as opposed to a racist joke. And it's a story of a basketball team, and their bus is in a horrible accident. And two of the basketball team members are killed, one white player and one black player. And they're at the pearly gates. And St. Peter welcomes them to heaven. And when you get to the pearly gates, they already know everything about you. You know, God keeps a big portfolio on everybody. So they knew who they were. They knew they were basketball players. And St. Peter says, welcome to heaven. You're going to love it here. And boy, do we have some beautiful gymnasiums. In fact, so many people come into heaven every day that on any given day, there are lots of people who play basketball or want to play basketball. So we set up literally every day. We're putting teams together. So we're going to take you in, get you all dressed out in heaven basketball uniforms, and you'll be assigned to basketball teams. He said, but let me tell you something about heaven.
There's no racism here. There's no racism. You need to know that. Now follow me. They follow St. Peter and the most beautiful gymnasium they've ever seen. Spectacular. And there's a bunch of people in there who've all just died that day. Black people, white people, but they all have one thing in common. They love basketball. They have that in common. So he says, all right. He blows that referee whistle. He says, okay, gather around, gather around. He says, now, you were all told at the gates, and I want to reiterate this, there is no racism here. There is no black. There is no white in heaven. Nobody here is black or white. The boss says, everybody's green. That's how we handle it here in heaven. Everybody is green. All right. I want all you light green guys to line up over here. All you dark green guys line up over here.
Meep, meep. See how the roads look right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Well, you've got Warson Road north of Highway 40. It's actually the intersection of Warson and Conway is closed due to fallen trees and down power lines. Had some nasty weather moving through. We also have, looks like southbound 270 now is slowing from about Olive down through Highway 40, and a little heavy in Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. If you're traveling on eastbound 270, things stacking up approaching McDonald through New Florissant. You also have that slowdown from about the Chain of Rocks Bridge. It's just in pockets now out through about 111. Westbound drivers, though, are slow from 111 up to the Canal Bridge where they've got the right lane down due to construction. We have westbound 44 slowing from the Museo Veterans Bridge to the Dome. Westbound 40 slows down right around Hampton through McCausland. You're really heavy from Clayton Warson out through 270. And then a little bit slow between 94 to west of Highway K. Southbound 170 is slowing south of Olive down through Highway 40. This traffic report is brought to you by Fast Acting Advil. It has fast absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in minutes. Try Fast Acting Advil today. Find it in the white box. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you need to know.
It was early in the morning and it was dark.
When threatening weather strikes, for the most complete and accurate coverage, turn to your severe weather station.
We heard tons of wind ripping through, so we all gathered our stuff, went down in the basement with all the kids and everything as a precaution.
KTRS. When you need to know. The Big 550.
It turned out it was important to do so.
Your official weather station. KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself? I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome. And I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors.
K Bova Realty, family owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
Honey, we need to talk.
Uh-oh.
This kitchen's got to go.
Why? What do you mean?
The cabinets are old, the tile's cracked, the chip Formica countertop with that metal edge that snags everything.
But I just...
And it's too small.
But sweetie, I called Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths yesterday. They'll be out this afternoon.
Oh.
Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths. They're famous for returned phone calls, itemized estimates, and employees who show up when they're supposed to. Be it a large or small project, Callier & Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I'm glad we had this little talk. Now about your man cave.
But
call Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
Our greatest discoveries come when we stop searching.
We set up our Palomino tent camper in Lake Park Campground, Rapid City, South Dakota. Every day another adventure. Mount Rushmore, Devil's Tower, the Badlands. And between the obligatory day trips, we played catch. Beneath the endless sky, away from the stress of work, just father and son. Whap, the ball would hit the glove. Whap again. Then I heard it. The answer to the ancient Zen mystery. The sound of one hand clapping. Whap. Take a trip. Clear your mind. Go RV.
For the rest of your life.
Finally trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Finally trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Firely, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars Advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass-growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Hi, I'm Barry Brown, president of Guardian Wealth Protection. You've heard the stories. Maybe your neighbor had to quit her job to take care of an elderly mother, or maybe your best friend worried about how to pay the bills for her dad's care. You may have been a caregiver yourself, so you know the financial, physical, and emotional toll that it can have on a family. It doesn't have to be that way. Did you know the annual cost of a very well-known nursing home in West St. Louis County is now over $80,000 per year for a semi-private room and over $113,000 for a private room? Did you know to qualify for a long-term care policy with a top-rated carrier, you must be in good health? Did you know the average person purchasing long-term care is in their 50s? Putting a long-term care policy in place can be the first step you take to help safeguard your future, and your story can have a happy ending. I'm Barry Brown, and I can help. Together, we can build your long-term care solution. Call me today to get started at 636-405-2900. That's 636-405-2900, or find us online at wealthpro1.com. That's wealthpro, the numeral 1.com.
If your roof took a beating by the big spring storm, you need to call Frederick Roofing right now at 314-645-2000. 314-645-2000. With a family-owned business tradition of over 80 years and 80,000 satisfied customers, you can depend on Frederick Roofing, residential or commercial, for high-performance roofing repair or a brand-new roof. When Frederick Roofing is on the job, you know it'll be done right and affordably, and Frederick Roofing will work with your insurance company. Plus, you can always depend on an immaculate cleanup when the job has been completed by Frederick's own licensed and insured crews. For the very best in roofing and roof repairs, call Frederick Roofing now at 314-645-2000. 314-645-2000. A proven track record of 80 years of roofing. 314-645-2000.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing. 645-2000.
Our phones have been ringing off the hook with people who don't want to pay for an appraisal when their home loan doesn't get approved.
That'll never happen at Golden Oak Lending. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up the phone and call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else?
Are you paying monthly PMI? Our mortgage insurance, we have a program that eliminates it, even if you don't have 20% equity. Find out if we can save you money.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. and now features a third rack. See it at Best Buy today or visit BestBuy.com/Bosch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bless you. Don't let allergies hold you back.
Swing by Walgreens to get the allergy relief you need to start feeling better fast. Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
When you gonna let me get
that music means it is Southern California time. Time to check in with Mike Evans, and that is made possible by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are closed today because today is Monday. Few exceptions to that during the year, but for the most part closed on Monday. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse in the Valley. Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. I'm proud to present Mike Evans, everybody.
There you go.
There you go, and here we are.
There you be.
Now, you sent me a little text this morning, and it was short, and you just said, basically, I've never been sicker. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
The sickest you've ever been. Wow.
3 weeks.
Woo.
Man.
Pretty sick.
But I'm about 75% today.
Which means, optimistically, by tomorrow you'll be 80% better.
And Wednesday, 90%, Thursday? And Thursday, 100%.
There you go.
That's what I'm thinking, homie.
All right. What's cooking?
Can you read between the lines?
Yeah.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the celebrity that has an allergy to all shellfish. Shrimp, scallops, lobster. One bite could kill her. Halle Berry.
Mm.
Scarlett Johansson.
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean, no?
I don't think Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, I think she is hot pocket.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets, April 2nd, almost 4 weeks ago, right here on your show, Franco, I said, quote, is it true? George Clooney and his lawyer girlfriend, Alma Middleton, are in love, and it's just a matter of time before they are engaged. You heard it here first, end quote. That was 4 weeks ago.
That means you're on it. You're on top of it.
I was all over that one, homie. We broke that one a month ago.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy about that. Babysitting news, sometimes when Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah.
When they go out, Jamie Lee Curtis, they call her to come over and help the nannies babysit. They're very close friends.
Yeah, how about that?
Jamie Lee Curtis, you like her?
I do like her.
She sat on my lap for 40 minutes one time.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Oh.
Did she get an erection?
Doing a little movement, too.
Oh, Mike. Wow.
When Liv Tyler goes out, she always calls Grandpa Steven Tyler to come babysit. I bet the grandson doesn't know if his grandma or grandpa's showing up on that deal.
No kidding.
That's got to be scary.
That's
Fox
crazy.
TV News. Fox Television has signed a new series called Nazareth. It will follow the life of Jesus Christ from the ages of 13 to 25, which is really a period that not many people I've ever read about his life, that period of time.
I've always found that interesting that here, from birth, they know it's Jesus. Yet, the Bible sort of just ignores him for 20 years.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Boy, what a mess up by continuity on the set of Downton Abbey. The show is set in 1915, and while a couple of characters were discussing a new footman, you can plainly see a cell phone sitting on the table between them. I don't think that works.
No.
Comment on bigot Clipper owner Donald Sterling. No, I'm not going to make a comment on that.
Yeah,
this guy's unbelievable, isn't he?
Yeah, he's done.
30 years he's been the worst thing in the NBA, and finally they got it on tape. My five favorite stupid celebrity quotes. Number five, Britney Spears, quote, I never wanted to go to Japan because I don't eat raw fish, and they love it there in Africa.
Wow.
I know.
I never knew Japan was in Africa.
I know. Hmm. Number four, Paris Hilton, quote, what's a Walmart? Do they, like, sell wall stuff there?
Yeah, and there are people who don't think she's stupid.
Yeah. Number three, Christina Aguilera, quote, Where's the Cannes Film Festival being held this year?
Oh, goodness.
Number two, Sarah Jessica Parker. I love the smell of diapers, especially when they're wet and warm. They smell like a bakery good.
Wow, what bakery is she going to?
Yeah, either she doesn't change the diapers or she needs to change where she's shopping.
And that was and the sound
my,
of...
My
that
favorite,
was the sound
number
of her
one,
face.
Justin Bieber. After visiting Anne Frank's burial site and going into the museum there in Germany and getting a 30-minute explanation about her life from one of the people in the museum, Justin Bieber says, quote, Anne was a great girl. Hopefully she would have been a believer, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Huh?
That was...
Holy cow.
Anne Frank. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe some people missed it. Play the sound of Sarah Jessica's face again.
I like that. And finally.
You may have that face. You made a lot more money than we'll ever make.
The name of the celebrity has an allergy to shellfish. One bite can kill her of lobster, scallops, or shrimp. Is it Drew Barrymore, Scarlett Johansson, Halle Berry?
Oh, man, I'll go Drew Barrymore.
I'll say Scarlett.
I'll go Johansson because she looks kind of frail to me.
Here's a hint. She has an extra toe on her right foot.
Uh-oh.
Halle Berry.
She has an extra toe?
I might have Evan see it.
Yeah, he's told us that before. She has six toes on her right foot. We still wouldn't kick her out of bed, would we?
No.
For having an extra toe?
I don't think so.
That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Don't go away, because we're coming right back on the Big 550.
Meep, meep.
And we have another look at traffic coming your way with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, it does seem like things are getting a little bit better now. You do have that Warson Road at Conway is closed due to fallen trees and power lines. You've got baseball traffic coming in. It's slow on eastbound 40 from about Timberlake Manor up through Mason. Looks like we're heavy again as you approach McKnight through Big Bend. Westbound 40 is slowing from Hampton through McCausland. You're now Clayton Warson out through 270. Eastbound 270 slows McDonald through New Florissant. You've got that construction going on westbound 270 at the Canal Bridge. That has traffic backed up to 111. Also, the construction zone on 255 north and southbound between 270 and Highway 5564. Southbound 170, we're slowing Del Mar down through Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by Fast Acting Advil. It has fast absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in minutes. Try Fast Acting Advil today. Find it in the white box. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offerings 5314. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associate or staples.com/copy and print for details.
Parktown Audi is the industry leader for Audi in the St. Louis metro area. Right now, Parktown has the 2015 Audi A3 sedan with automatic transmission, full leather interior, power moonroof for $29,000. That comes with a 4-year, 50,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. If you're in the market for a new Audi, from the ever-popular A4 to the Audi flagship A8, Parktown will not be undersold. Family operated for 41 years in Kirkwood at 10230 Manchester Road, just 1 mile east of Lindbergh.
I'm telling you, Thursday we may kick off our new talent show. If you have any talent, be practicing whatever it is you can do over the phone. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, ya.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
First on Fox, a sure sign of spring in St. Louis as vicious storms sweep through our area. This is video from Bomarito Automotive Skyfox over a building collapse near Natural Bridge and Darby in Pine Lawn. You can see the building caved onto the cars parked inside that garage. We're going to go up now to Skyfox and check in with photojournalist Steve Myers. And Steve, you've got a great vantage point of all of the destruction. What are you seeing up there?
Well, hey, Sandy, I can tell you probably the owners, the proprietors of the building have kind of been circulating around here for about the last 15 to 20 minutes, kind of overseeing things. I'll take you in here a little bit closer so you can see these cars, obviously just crushed by all of these cinder blocks. And I'll show you, you can see the two trucks there really easily, but I'm going to show you what I didn't spot initially when we first...